All right, Schaefer landed here with Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson, and the Norwalk City Council met on Thursday, which was their first meeting of the new year of 2026. And in that meeting, the council approved voluntary annexation of about 282 acres southwest of Norwalk. Can you tell me a little bit about that? And what is that kind of bringing that land into the city limits, allow Norwalk as far as a long-term plan?
Yeah, it's associated with a proposed development project, and that we've been working on a development agreement. And the first step for the company that's trying to put all that land together is annexation. So by having it within corporate limits, it allows us, the city council, to sign development agreements and start to regulate that land, which is what the developer wants. It's part of, it's kind of a first phase to a larger annexation, which is about 2,900 acres that goes all the way out to Interstate 35. This is just that first step.
Moving on, the council also advanced zoning changes at Brody's Landing. First of all, I know there's some people that are a little unfamiliar with where exactly Brody's Landing is. And then also what prompted the amendment to deck regulations and how that will impact people over there.
Yeah, so Brody's Landing is towards the southeast part of Norwalk at the intersection of East 27th and North Avenue. when Brody's Landing was developed, there was an effort to create some different market for the housing. So some of the lots were made a little bit smaller. Well, when they did that, not realizing from the developer's perspective that they were going to have so many requests to put decks on the back of the homes, so they wanted to change some of the setback requirements to be able to accommodate those additions.
Sticking with some zoning, the Orchard Hills rezoning was sent to planning and zoning, and what types of development could that open the door for if it moves forward? I know that's a larger housing development there.
Yes, you know, I didn't spend too much time talking about that one with community development. Generally, that first step is when council is just initially hearing and saying, do we want to allow this to move through the process? So there's not a lot of information that comes forward other than just real basic, do we even want to let them start? So it's not a decision to say, should we rezone it or not? So I tend to not put as much effort into reviewing those. So I don't have a lot of information about
something
that
to maybe revisit later.
Yeah.
The last time we met, we talked a little bit about just some projects coming up in 2026 and our year in review. How can residents best stay involved as these projects kind of continue? I know there's a lot going on with the Southeast Corridor, right?
Southwest,
my apologies. And then Norwalk Central and all kinds of stuff. What can residents do to kind of keep up with that and if they have any concerns or anything of that nature?
Probably the best way to be knowledgeable about the actual new businesses or where the developments are happening. I think our economic development department does a great job of having a website where they provide that information. It has updates of new businesses that are coming to town. So that's a key one. The other thing is it really is quite simple just to go out, either ask to be added to our email list for agendas and just skim through those items. The way it's designed is if you look at it on your phone or from a computer, each item is generally linked to an agenda statement. We try to keep our agenda statements to one page that give the background summary, how it's being funded, and what the options are. Usually there's a map incorporated. So I would say people could look over each agenda and have a pretty good idea what's happening in the city day over day.
Council also approved an increase to deferred compensation for non-union employees. Can you just give me a little insight on that?
Yeah, that's more of keeping up with an economic trend. I foresee that our base wage adjustment, like the cost of living increase for staff, is going to be a little less going into next fiscal year. So this was a way for us to offer and encourage our staff to look forward to their retirement. We did a training with IPERS with our staff not too long ago, and it was the most well-attended training we have ever done. And it really painted a picture that our staff are concerned about planning for their future. This was a way for us to further encourage that by saying, hey, if you put in some dollars, the city will put in some dollars. So it just kind of, it also creates a little bit more longevity. We've got a great group of staff. The longer we can keep them on board here, the better we are.
And finally, it's still early on in the new year. And like I said, the last time we met, we kind of went over some long-term stuff for 2026 and, you know, recap 2025. As far as 2026 and the first meeting of the year, any new developments with any of those or anything that I might have missed from your first meeting? Again, still not even 2 weeks into the new year, so or exactly 2 weeks into the new year, so...
Yeah, probably the big thing, of course, normally we have the first Thursday of the month that interrupted from the new year, so they moved it to the 8th. So we have council meeting actually tomorrow night as well. So they're just 1 week apart. The main topic on that agenda is we're starting to get into our budget planning for next fiscal year. And I say start, we've already been working on it for several months. Now is when we get in front of council and we say, all right, here's the draft budget that we have. I'll do a presentation that'll give a little summary of where we're at, the kind of growth. Same thing from our finance director. So this is kind of our first big budget planning meeting.
All right. That is Norwalk City Manager Luke Nelson. Luke, thank you, and we'll catch up with you in a few weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks.